top of the mountain is clearly visible as your shuttle slowly descends towards the island. You peer up from the controls and see wisps of clouds flicker by your canopy. Breaking through the ceiling, the beauty of the scene is marred by the sight of lines of plasma cannons bristling from shore and mountainside batteries. The high-security military research base, funded and run by the FDN, was totally constructed within the mountain, making it impregnable to all, including a direct nuclear attack. The research performed is of the highest security and secrecy, but even with your considerable clearance level, you only have a vague idea of what goes on in the rapidly approaching base. You wonder to yourself, what are they working on down there? Is it human genetic enhancements, or even biological transformations? Rumors abound, but only a few know this place even exists, and the few who really know what's happening here are cloistered behind thick titanium walls. 2 hours ago, all transmissions from the base abruptly stopped, and since you were in the area, FDN Command ordered you to investigate and immediately report back. After landing the craft near the main blast doors, you grab your high-velocity bolt gun, your night scope, and a fully charged EVA belt, and walk towards the guard building. Staring at the security panel, your retina is scanned, and the 1-meter-thick doors quietly open. All is silent. The backs of empty chairs stare back at you as you quickly scan the administrative front office. The room appears as if the previous occupants left in a great hurry. Half-eaten sandwiches and full coffee containers litter the desks. High-security consoles are left on, leaving them vulnerable to unauthorized eyes. You spot a sheathed long knife in an open drawer, and you take it and strap it to your belt, alongside the EVA. You then notice a standard-issue med kit on a nearby desk, and you impulsively drop it in your jacket pouch. You sit down at a nearby desk and begin to read a half-finished report, glowing brightly from a console. Daily Log, August 18th, 2073. The final stage of the experiment is scheduled for 1200 hours today. After 3 years of work, John Britton, senior scientist, feels that we only have a fair chance of succeeding. He feels the risks are high, but because of the current political situation and its inherent threat to the security of the Federation of Democratic Nations, I told him to continue. I turned down his request to extend the deadline another 3 months. I have informed the Senate that I will take all responsibility for this decision on myself. Because of the safety measures in place, I personally feel there is little risk. You notice that the report is unfinished, and note that the timestamp on the last sentence was 11:58 hours. You scan the screen and notice an icon labeled Experiment Startup and Shutdown, and you select it and proceed to read. You scan quickly through the preamble and find some text that looks promising. Section 2.1. Security considerations have resulted in designing two devices. The experiment startup device will be controlled by John Britton and his 5-man management team, and it has been configured so that at least 4 of the 5 must enter their codes to execute initiation. To avoid a costly, unauthorized shutdown, the shutdown device is controlled by the security team. The team must enter 4 color-coded data wafers, one green, one blue, one yellow, and one white. Only 2 of the officers in the team know the sequence of entry. During an experiment, there will be at least 1 person on duty with a green data wafer, several with a blue, many with the yellow, and a large number carrying white data wafers. To shut down the experiment, the data wafers must be entered into the shutdown device in the correct order. If the order is incorrect, all data wafers entered thus far will be destroyed, rendering them useless. The device will then be randomized and the data wafers must be reinserted, but the required order will be changed. This would eliminate the chance of panic on the part of a few staff, or from an abort caused by a limited enemy infiltration, prematurely shutting down the experiment. We feel that the chance of needing these measures is minimal, but it is best to be on the safe side. The door at the end of the room is slightly ajar. Above the door is a red light flashing continuously over a sign stating "Authorized Personnel Only." You walk across the room, open the door completely, and cautiously walk through. To your surprise, you hear the electronically controlled door slam behind you as the security lock engages. The light in the tunnel is limited, and so you switch on the EVA and night scope. You can hear the echo of your boots, the soft ping of the night scope, and the wind blowing through the tunnel from the west as you proceed down the passage. As you make your way forward, the sound of an emergency announcement can be heard.
Emergency, please evacuate the base.